It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
You know what time it is?
Your home for the best football coverage in Utah
is on the KSL Sports Zone. The Aggies welcome the Air Force Academy to Logan for a key Mountain West Conference battle. Catch all the play-by-play action this Saturday, beginning with the Aggie pregame show on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. This is Unrivaled, presented by G2G Bar on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back. It's Unrivaled 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Good question in the last segment, Scott. Where would BYU, where would they be if they would have been in a world of the Mountain West
would
conference?
They be better if they'd have been in a conference than to have been independent?
Like, would their team be better? Or would they be better off as a program?
Like, would those years have been more enjoyable, more productive? Could they potentially have gone to a New Year's Six bowl game being an undefeated team? Could they have, you know, conference championships and all-conference players? Would there be more excitement for people when they're playing for something? I don't know. Because I believe had they gone to a conference and had they done well in a conference, which I believe they would have, I think they still would have been invited under the circumstances that they did to the Big 12, just like Cincinnati, like UCF.
Yeah, it could be.
I mean, Houston's not even really that good, but
Houston could be good. You know, Houston's one of those programs.
They have the potential.
And maybe them getting the Big 12 will actually help them turn that corner when it comes to stealing that couple extra, you know, recruits from the backyards of Texas, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, et cetera. Baylor. Baylor lost this weekend to Oklahoma State. It looks bad for BYU, but at the same time, like, Oklahoma State team's good. That's going to be the team to beat in the Big 12 next year.
You know what was awesome last Saturday? The weather.
Wow. Oh, my heavens, yes.
So
yeah, you
amazing.
Got a good one.
What a great weather situation.
Was the stadium full on Saturday?
Here's the tricky part about the stadium.
Boy. Just answer the question, Scott.
Well, it looked full. but looks are deceiving because you know what the color of the seats are? Red.
Yeah, they are.
And you know what everybody wears to the game? Red.
What?
Yeah.
Those chairs are sometimes pink.
Well, no, they put a chemical process on them that rejuvenated.
I thought they hit them with a blowtorch.
I don't know what the process was.
That's a physical reaction. Did you take science? Come on.
Well, whatever. I mean, heat is part of chemistry.
Hey, science teachers, write in. Is that a physical or chemical change that we're talking about on those? When they hit the blowtorch with the pink chairs with the blowtorch and they turn red? After the sun fades?
Do you think you know the answer?
I have no idea, actually. Oh. It's one of those that I could convince myself either way. Scott, this is the time of the day we roll out our weekend warriors, the folks who won the weekend here for us. Brought to you by the folks at trydaytrading.com. You, too, can be a day trader. Just give it a shot. Trydaytrading.com. It's in the name. First one, amazing. Clark Phillips had 3 picks on Saturday.
He did.
He's tied for the national lead with 4 picks.
In the nation?
Leads the nation.
Nice.
Leads Ute Nation, leads the nation. Tied for the lead with interceptions. Here was the pick 6 that he had on Saturday.
Extra coming. Beavers pick it up, and that's a pick six. Clark Phillips, twice in a quarter.
There it is. Was that as fun in person to watch?
It was so much better. It was so good because his defense was just perfect. I mean, you know, like I said earlier, he earned every single one of those. There was no gift. There was no, tip. Easy. He earned every single one of those by his coverage, by his angle, his pursuit to the ball. I mean, it was awesome. It was very, very impressive.
Scott, did you see my Seahawks?
No.
Did you see my Seahawks beat your Lions?
Are the Seahawks our weekend warrior?
Yeah, man.
You put the Seahawks.
Yeah, man.
Who did this?
Like, I did. I told Jeremy, dial it up.
Goodness.
Dial it up. Hey.
Okay, I can think of 10 other NFL games that would be better than the Seahawks beating who?
Yeah, but you know what?
Who did they beat?
The Detroit Lions. Dan Campbell Lions.
Oh, boy. Well, of course you're going to beat the Lions because the Lions play gritty. That's all they don't play to win. They play to play gritty.
Plus, we have the audio. Here's Geno Smith. He's the starting quarterback for the Seahawks, by the way, Scott.
I can't even believe you're excited about that.
Look, at this point, they've won two games. It's all gravy at this point. Here's one of his touchdown runs from yesterday.
Penny is lined up wide to the left. Geno's going to run a quarterback draw, and he's going to walk in. Touchdown, Seahawks!
Look, you're not going to find what's his name? Jamal Williams. He could have been on the list, too. Former BYU running back. He had a couple touchdowns and ran for over 100 yards for the Lions.
Devon Bailey had a good day.
Devon Bailey did have a good day. Fine, we'll play Devon Bailey one. 7 catches, 94 yards, a touchdown, including this one.
Slant to the 5. Slant is to the goal line. Touchdown, Utah. Effort by Devon Bailey.
Effort.
Another effort play right there.
Yeah. That's what you want. Well, he's got great effort.
You know what else was really nice? The location of the pass. Hit a little slant route. Boom, 12-yard touchdown.
All right, fine. There you go. Hey, my Seahawks, though. The over-under on that game was 47.5.
They won 2 games this year?
The over-under for the total on that score on that game was 47.5. The Seahawks scored 48 by themselves, and then they tried to give it away, and the Lions ended up with 45. So hope you took the over, everybody. Although, if you would have taken the under, everybody would have understood. We get it. All right.
Took the under, and you would have been understood.
Well, that's the thing, is that like a game like that, this is why the NFL is amazing. We always talk about how amazing that product is, because you can never really predict how these games are going to go. I mean, it's so amazing how close all these games are every weekend.
Yeah.
And this is one of those.
It's because they're all good. I'm just telling you.
All these players are good.
Even the bad teams are good.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.